Now for a Namdeb Diamond story.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in episode 2 of the Namdeb Diamond story, our focus will be on techniques used to locate secondary diamond deposits. Today I'm joined by Namdeb geologist Colin Mbango. Welcome, Colin.
Thanks, Angie. Thanks for having me.
How do you identify areas that might contain diamonds?
Yeah, so on that, Angie, so before you embark on physical explorations for areas that may contain diamonds, it's very important to understand the geological setting and model of that certain area. And of course, this is then done using various techniques, with the first being looking at the geology, things such as mapping. I can also look at the historical data collection for that specific area. And once it's been determined that the area is prospective, that means you've determined that there is a true potential of secondary, in our case, placer diamond deposits in that area. You can then employ needs such as geophysics, where you can just localize your areas of search, and also determine paleo drainages and how these may have been affected by, of course, secondary processes. But what is most important, as I mentioned, is that firstly, there has to be a proven source where these diamonds have come from. And of course, that route through the drainage that they've taken, this can be indicated by the presence of what we call indicator minerals, a diamond being one of them. So once that is determined, then those areas can be, of course, deemed prospective for you to be able to find secondary diamond deposits.
Colin, the tools, or rather technologies, are most vital in the exploration process. Please tell us about that.
So there's certain tools or techniques that can be employed or vital for exploration processes. Of course, one being remote sensing, such as the use of satellite imagery, of course, aerial photographs, amongst others, which would also be historical data. Again, you look at what was done and how were those methods that were previously applied to that almost stand out. And then the other one is, of course, then once, of course, it's been determined that the area is good enough for these explorations, what could also be done is the use of drilling techniques such as RC, and of course, later leading all the way up to sampling techniques such as, of course, trenching using various machineries to determine what the true value that may be sitting in such an area. But it's also important to know the potential, number one, and of course, the limitation of the tools that are available.
Colin, what role does data play in the exploration process?
A very important role. So the correct acquisition, firstly, the recording, processing, interpretations, reporting, as well as storage of data is quite very important in exploration. So this ensures that firstly, the correct data is collected and also to the best detail as possible. The data is also processed to pass through your quality assurance and quality control, and that the data is fit for purpose before that data is then used to build your geological models and final reportings. Incorrect data, for example, can lead to incorrect reporting and building of incorrect models that can then also result in making the wrong business decisions or incorrect business decisions. And then, of course, this can have a negative consequence for an operation.
Share a moment when you knew you'd found something promising.
So just after I joined Namdeb 2019, I was involved or was part of a drilling campaign on the Orange River, specifically the Sandlings Drift mine there, where we're looking for potential extension zones outside of what was currently being mined. And of course, through the ongoing or the daily tasks of being a drill rig geologist there, from the logging, you know, I was able to tell that we were in an area that was quite depressed compared to all the other areas that we had drilled at that time. And that meant that there is quite an increased potential of that area containing, of course, the resource or containing diamonds. And this was also confirmed from how the material looked itself. So, you know, from the class assemblages, we were able to tell that this was actually quite an older gravel. And this gravel is similar to what was being mined at the deposit. So, and then this just showed that outside of those areas or outside what was currently being mined, there was still potential areas that could be be, of course, wet mining.
Colin, I don't want to keep you. Just the last question. The biggest challenges in locating diamond-bearing rocks. Please tell us about that.
Yeah, so on the challenges, of course, we start quite a long history of mining. This means that the easily accessible deposits have, of course, been mined out with our history, almost more than 100 years of mining. And this means we also need to shift our focus to the extensions of the submerged beaches, specifically, say, for southern coastal area. And of course, accessibility only comes through the accretion process. So they already are looking at a limitation in terms of what we are able to use in order to explore those areas, or in order to prove the existence of diamonds on such areas and also in such an environment. So this means then that in order for you to achieve the confidence that you need in such an area, you need to keep up with technology. So looking out as to what is currently being, you know, developed or what is currently on the markets that one could use for such an area. It almost needs to be area specific in order to cope with the harsh environments of the coast that we have here. And then the other one is, of course, just the remote nature of exploration projects. That is also one of those challenges that comes with exploration, given the fact that in most cases, these projects are quite far away from towns. And it also presents challenges such as logistics challenges and all that. You are not as easily reachable. If you have a breakdown or so, you know, it may take longer compared to someone who operates from town or and so forth. So those can then easily delay the delivery time of your project.
Colin, thank you so much for telling us that amazing story. It was lovely talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
That was your weekly Namdeb Diamond Story.